welcome in the highly successful softball coach at Baylor University. Coach Glenn Moore joins us. Why are we talking to Coach Moore in January? Well, we'll talk to him any time of the year. It's always fun. Coach, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing okay. I sound terrible, but I'm doing okay.
I think you got a good, deep kind of radio DJ voice going this morning.
Yeah, I got a little bass in there and took a drank a half a bottle of NyQuil last night, like many people are right now this time of year, and I got the after effects of that.
At NyQuil, that'll do the trick. It'll knock you out. Knocks me out, man, when I take that at night.
You feel it the whole next day, too.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Hey, one reason to we wanted to have you on and appreciate your time is you've got a big clinic coming up this weekend. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we do. This is we do a coaches clinic on Friday, and talk a little bit about that. But the players clinic is our prospect camp on Saturday. We have about 130 kids, many very highly sought after prospects coming to Waco to show us their stuff and have a little clinic with them and play some games out at River Bend. And we do that each year. It's our most valuable clinic. We're always a little nervous because of weather. It looks like it's going to be cold, but hopefully sunny, and we'll get those games in that we need to and that clinic in on Saturday. So, we got kids coming from both coasts, flying into Waco, and going to have some great talent. So if anybody wants to bundle up and come out and watch some softball, we'll be playing on five fields out there and do a clinic. Games start around 2:00 in the afternoon.
All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And then our clinic is on Friday, our coach's clinic. There's no more room in the player's clinic. We had about 45 on our waiting list, but our coach's clinic's wide open. So any coaches listening to this, it's a great coach's clinic with a lot of big names. You got Steve Hoot Jonagan talking about catching, and our entire staff, Coach Lumley, Coach Newman, Coach Brown, Leah Brown's new to our staff, All-American from UMHB, and Brittany Newman, three-time All-American national team pitcher, and myself and Coach Lumley, Steph Hastings, All-American from LSU, will be in. Then we have some arm care information from Matt Pachowski and Mary Beth Geyer, our strength and conditioning coach. So a lot of good information starting at 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Friday.
Wow, that's great. So is this aimed at high school coaches, other college coaches? I mean, who would this really benefit, the clinic on Friday?
Yeah, it's high school and travel ball coaches. Okay. Actually, any level from high school down would benefit from this. I think anybody would. Anytime you share information, kind of grow the sport a little bit. We do a lot of we'll talk about pitching and slapping, and we're even going to have our team out that will run through some defensive philosophies for them to show them how we do it and what works for us. And then a lot of dialogue between the participants, the coaches, and those speakers that are up there.
Now, Friday, will that be out in Getterman Stadium, or would that be in the Getterman Indoor?
Friday's in the Getterman Indoor. Okay. If weather permitting, we'll go out on the field to do the defensive philosophies and walk through that. We usually do some drill demos with our team so we can talk about teaching points out there. But our, you know, Getterman Indoor is big enough. We got a full infield in there, so we'll if we need to use that, we'll stay inside.
Gotcha. And if somebody's listening, they say, ooh, I'd like to do that, how do they register? Do they need to register ahead of time? How would they do that?
Two ways. You can register ahead of time and guarantee a meal. That's glenmoresoftballcamps.com. You can go to the Baylor website and find that information, but it's glenmoresoftballcamps.com. Or you can walk up. We'd like to know you're coming.
Right.
It's a little more expensive if you walk up. $65 pre-registration. About $10 more, I think, if you walk up.
Okay. glenmoresoftballcamps.com is the way to pre-register for that. All right, that sounds good. This weekend looks like the weather, you know, like maybe chilly, like you said, but shouldn't be bad. I mean, you don't know what you're going to get here in January, do you?
No, we always worry about that. We used to use the football indoor, but it didn't allow us to evaluate the players as well as we wanted to and play the game, so we moved out to Riverbend. Fortunately, the weather's held out, but it's always a little shaky, makes me a little nervous. We have quite a bit of overhead in our camp, so hopefully it'll hold off. A lot of rain on Friday coming in, but it's supposed to be out of here and cold on Saturday.
Nice.
Which we kind of anticipate it being cold each year.
Gotcha. Very nice. How were your holidays? Did you get away for a little bit?
Yeah, well, not stayed home mostly. We did make a trip to Louisiana, Mississippi, and then went to the Great Sugar Bowl down in New Orleans. How exciting was that?
Yeah, it was great.
What a great year football had.
Yeah, absolutely. But you did something a little bit unique with your family, didn't you, over Christmas?
Yeah, we did. JC, my sophomore here at Baylor,
right,
has bugged me for years about skydiving.
Oh, gosh.
And we gave her a skydiving Christmas present. And, man, she is excited. And then I surprised Janice and my wife with one on to go with her.
And was it just those two, or did you jump out of an airplane also?
No, I've got enough excitement in my life. I don't need to,
okay,
as they say, jump out of a perfectly good airplane.
That's what I would say, yes. But you sent your wife and your daughter up in the air to jump out of an airplane. How did they like it?
Loved it. I can't quit talking about it. It was an adrenaline rush. JC said it's the most exciting thing she's ever done in her life, and Janice loved it as well. Both would do it again, they said. So
a little bit of,
that's the crazy two in our family. All the boys in our family, guys in the family, I don't think would do that. Maybe Ty, but he's not as confident as JC is.
But were you there on the ground watching, so you got to see it?
I was certainly more nervous than they were. Got good video of them, and took them up, I think, 17,000 feet and just let them jump, free fall for a minute, and then parachute for 4 more minutes after that and land on a postage stamp, basically, down on the ground.
Grief.
So guys know what they're doing, and went up above Hillsboro and spent the day, had a great day, and a lot of good pictures.
That's very cool. So JC was the driving force in this. She's the one that has been talking about it, wanted it to happen, and then y'all did that for her as part of Christmas.
Yeah, she's wanted to do it since she's about 6 or 8 years old. And she's the one that, during turbulence on the airplane, when I have white knuckles, she's got her hands up in the air like she's riding a roller coaster. So she's a daredevil, and I don't know where she gets that from. Not me.
Now, sometimes you can do these type things, and you can do like a GoPro video on your helmet or something.
Yeah.
Was that an option for this?
Got all that.
Oh, you
got
do?
The pictures,
really?
Got the videos.
Oh.
And, they had a blast, did the whole package.
That's really cool. So now do they push you and Ty? They say, all right, we did it. Now you guys have to do this.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
It's
I'm
not happening.
Jumping out of an airplane. Not until I'm, H.W. Bush jumped out when he was 94. If I live to be 90, I might consider it then.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. And push me out would be the correct term for me. You'd have to push me out of a plane. I don't think I'd do it on my own. I don't think I could.
We had a blast, so it was a lot of fun. Beautiful day, and, great pictures. You have to look them up, and I'll send you a few.
Yep, very good. Love it. All right, Glenn, great to catch up with you. Good luck with the clinics coming up this weekend, Coach's Clinic on Friday, and then with the players on Saturday. But the players, that one is completely full, right? No room there.
No room at all. We've got nearly 50 on the waiting list, and now we've got a completely full right now.
Yep, no room in the end for the players to add more players on Saturday. Well, good luck. Hope it goes well. Appreciate the visit. Great to talk to you, and we'll see you soon.
Sick 'em.
Thank you, bud. Appreciate it. Glenn Moore, Baylor softball coach.